This is the Sports Bosses on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Miami, here's Jim Rodriguez and Sean Stanley.
Thanks to Tim Murray for hanging out with us from Pyeongchang. Now I'm hungry. You know what? That dang Chicago television station that put up the erroneous P.F. Chang instead of Pyeongchang. Now it's got me all lettuce wraps for days, man. Lettuce wraps for days. So thanks to Tim for hanging out with us from South Korea. That's a nice little gig, man. Go out there, you know, call the Olympics. Now, a guy who's also got a nice little gig, and all of a sudden it's turned into non-basketball stuff.
Very busy man.
Is our buddy Josh Bowe from Mavs Moneyball. That is the SB Nation Dallas Mavericks blog, and he joins us now on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans guest line. Josh, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Good, man. Jim and Sean here in Miami. So you've got sort of two kind of simultaneous scandals going on in Dallas. First, the toxic workplace, sexual harassment thing going on, and now this whole tanking thing. Let's start with the unseemly one, the toxic workplace. Is that now cleared? I know the people accused aren't there anymore, but Mark Cuban has been involved. What's been the atmosphere over there about that?
I think it's just been a lot of people trying to find answers and trying to figure out how something like this could be going on for such a long time, you know, almost two decades pretty much. I've only been covering the team credentialed for a couple of years now and, you know, been with the site since 2011. And so I haven't been as close to the team as long as some other people, but everyone seems to be pretty floored by it. And I think that's kind of the big thing. Waiting for the NBA's independent investigation, waiting for the Mavericks investigation to kind of see how deep this went, you know, if there are other people. And then, of course, usually when these kind of stories come out down the road, maybe other victims might be empowered to speak out and be encouraged to, you know, let them know that something bad happened to them as well. So, you know, who knows where this can go. It's certainly not the end of it.
Now, Josh, when you're looking at this, I mean, he just got fined the $600,000 for the tanking comments. What are some of, or if anybody's even discussing what they think might be the implications put on the Dallas Mavericks if the punishment's handed down by the NBA?
Not entirely sure, because this is a little unprecedented. With in the past, you know, with the Donald Sterling situation, that, you know, you can't really compare, you know, these two really awful things that are happening. But a lot of some of Dallas media say that there could be, you know, draft picks taken away. I don't think that's the case, because that's more of punishing, you know, the players and the basketball side. And by all accounts, you know, so far, you know, unless something gets dug up, this all happened on the business side. You know, the players were apparently the best part of the team for some of these people, the safe haven. So saying that, it sounds like, you know, maybe something punishing the team with fines, with suspensions, you know, maybe something could happen to Cuban. I know a lot of people think it would be crazy for him to sell the team, but if the investigation reveals that his negligence really fostered the environment, or if he was more involved than he's already told us, you know, who knows? But I think that's more where the punishment would likely come, you know, on the business side with fines, you know, suspensions, removing people from leadership roles, that kind of thing.
Now, my question is this, and I, by no means, I mean, I'm a big Mark Cuban fan, but I'm not blinded either, and I'm not trying to sound like I'm defending him, but I had an interesting theory run by me that everybody knows that there's tanking in sports. And unfortunately, tanking is now very sexy, because look what the Astros did, look what the Cubs did. They turned a tank into World Series championships, and the Sixers have been doing it. They haven't gotten the benefit of a championship yet. Is this Mark Cuban in some sort of weird way saying, I'm going to admit it, or I'm going to throw it out there in the hopes that this will now shine a light on it and we can try to fix it?
That could be, but that's an awfully expensive way to try to.
Yeah, but you're Mark Cuban. That's, you know,
yeah.
That's a weekend in the Bahamas right there, you know?
Yeah. I could definitely see that, though, because, you know, he's been very vocal against it before. Every time he's been brought up with tanking, you know, in the last 3 to 4 years, he's always talked about, you know, making sure to foster a winning culture for guys to learn and grow in. And he's always believed, you know, losing games on purpose or setting yourself up to lose is not a good way to kind of build an identity or build something that you want to grow into something more. So, you know, it is a little bit of a slight change of heart from him. So, you know, maybe that might be part of it. You know, the Sixers never, I know the NBA really wanted to get, you know, they wanted to move Hinkie out of there, but they never really dinged the Sixers so much because the Sixers never really outright said it, even if their actions kind of did. I think that's more of the problem with Fine and everything. It's just because how blatant he said it. But maybe he was trying to get more eyeballs on it, but I certainly don't think that's at the top of his mind right now.
Josh, when you look at on the court, how are these, if anything, affected? I know Dirk Nowitzki released a little bit of a statement through his yesterday and things like that, but how are other players, how does it seem to be dealing to coaches with these two situations happening?
Well, certainly, I guess to address the tanking stuff first, the players don't seem to be pretty happy about it. Wesley Matthews, Dirk, Rick Carlisle have all kind of said that not totally direct, but they said they don't really appreciate what Mark was saying about, you know, losing being the best. They both said, Wes and Dirk basically said they're very proud players and the reason why they play the game is so they can compete and try to win. Rick Carlisle talked about meeting with Cuban and telling him how those comments weren't very helpful, and Cuban apparently apologized to Rick, according to Rick, you know, what Rick said the other day at practice. So, you know, the players, you know, that wasn't a great look for the players because, you know, obviously the players are going to try. They're not throwing games, you know, even if you set the team up with roster moves or things like that, you know, the players are going to try as hard as they can when they're on the court. So, they, you know, they don't really want to hear that, even if they might know in the back of their head that's kind of what's going on. With the other stuff, I think that remains to be seen. You know, Dirk made some statements on it, and so did Carlisle yesterday. Dirk said, you know, he was embarrassed that this happened to my franchise. So that's, you know, that's really tough for him with how loyal he's been to Dallas and how much he's given back to the community that the organization, you know, he plays for could kind of have this monstrous side to it. So I think that, you know, I don't know what it's going to do. You know, if it was just the tanking comments, I'd say, you know what, that might light a fire under them. But with this other stuff going on and the investigation, and I'm sure people within the investigation are going to be talking to the players to, you know, find out what they knew. You know, it could kind of get in their heads a little bit. You know, it might bring the team, might be bringing the team down. So, you know, who knows? It's just a very weird situation to have these kind of two things come back to back.
Talking to Josh Bowe, who covers the Mavericks. He's the editor and writer for Mavs Moneyball. That's the SB Nation Dallas Mavericks blog. Getting away from the franchise a little bit, you guys back in action tonight. You're in L.A. playing the Lakers. What is your take, and I don't know if the guys have talked about this at all, about the possibility of this reseeding of the playoffs where instead of taking the top 8 from each conference, you take the top 16 overall from the league. Are you down for that? Could you see that actually happening?
It seems like one of those ideas to me that seems really good on paper because it's just, you know, it's just more fair in general. You know, you just get let's just get the 16 best teams. You know, not having any of these situations where, you know, a couple years ago there were teams winning 49, 48 games in the Western Conference and finishing 9th or 10th, and there were teams in the East that were at 500, you know, in the playoffs. But, you know, it might take away from some of the fun regional rivalries. You know, part of the, you know, Mavs-Houston is a big deal, Dallas versus Houston, Dallas versus San Antonio. You know, those are some real rivalries, even if the Mavs haven't been kind of holding up the end of the bargain lately. So that might be a little bad to see some of those playoff rivalries might get kind of mixed up if all the teams and the conferences are kind of thrown together. It might limit some fun matchups maybe, might limit the upsets if you kind of have the team, you know, you always have the best team playing, you know, the 16th best team in the league. So maybe, you know, some of the intrigue and that might go away. So that's kind of my take. I think it would be better in the long run, maybe from a competitive side. We should get better playoff series, which I guess this is what it would be about. But I do wonder if there might be some, like, unforeseen things that we'd miss if they went that direction.
And then there's another, like, sub-layer to this. There's also, and I'm sure you know about this, there's floating around of taking the 7, the 8, and the 9, and the 10 seeds in each conferences, and they kind of playing each other
as a play-in.
So, like, the 7 would play the 8,
And the winner of that game, it's one game, gets the 7 seed. And then 9 and 10 play, and the winner of that plays the loser of 7-8. To me, that's just – the playoffs are already a month and a half long. Wouldn't that just keep extending
it? Yeah, that would – for a league that's trying to, you know, try to rest players and cut down on, you know, maybe regular season games or making the training camp shorter, you know, that seems kind of counterintuitive to make the playoffs longer. But, you know, that's another thing where it might be – it would be entertaining as hell. I mean, I would those games would be really fun to watch, even if the teams might not be as talented, you know, at the top of the standing. But it also, you know, boiling down 82 regular season games and, you know, you're an eighth – you've been battling for the eighth seed. You finish eighth and then, you know, might not be able to make it or, you know – just kind of boiling down the regular season to one game also seems kind of unfair to the players, too, in a way.
You mean a one-game playoff between the Clippers and the Jazz to try to play the loser of Portland, New Orleans? Does it excite you?
I mean, the games might be entertaining as hell because, you know, those teams are going to go all out, but well, yeah.
I got one even better. A one-game playoff between Detroit and Charlotte to play the loser of Philadelphia-Miami? Woo!
Yeah, and then it seems like doing all that work just so they can, you know, get smashed by the Warriors or the Cavs or the Celtics also seems a little counterintuitive to me.
Now, Josh, we got a couple minutes here. The fan reaction to this whole situation that's going on right now in Dallas, what's been that as far as the pulse of the Dallas Maverick fans?
I think a good word to use, one of our writers and editors posted a piece the other day. I think a good word to use is kind of betrayed. There's a lot of female fans. You know, I mean, everyone in Dallas were, you know, very supportive of the team and the way the team has come about and the way they're the last pro team in Dallas to win a title in 2011. So there's a lot of emotion attached to this team, and to know that this kind of stuff could go on behind our backs and, you know, mistreat people, and that just a lot of people are upset, angry, sad, and then like that feeling of betrayed, you know, just talking to some people, they kind of feel like, you know, I don't know how I feel, you know, giving the team money to go watch them play when I know that, you know, the people that are in charge are were letting those things happen. So I think those are very natural and feelings to feel. And it's going to take some time for them to repair that bridge. You know, there's definitely going to be some fans that are going to think twice about investing in the team, whether that's their time or their money or their energy. And I think that's totally understandable.
Well, that's Josh Bowe. He's the writer and editor for Mavs Moneyball. That's the SB Nation Mavericks blog. Thanks for hanging out with us today, my friend. And Mavs Lakers tonight, enjoy it, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you so much for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, Josh, brought to you by the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently.
Yeah, man. It's
big words, betrayed. Like, I mean,
it's funny. You know, it's been such a... You know, sports is supposed to be fun, and you know, yesterday we talked to our buddy out in Louisville. You know how they're sort of picking up the pieces after the scandal there with the basketball team, and in Dallas, there's a scandal there. It's pretty crazy, man. You know what? And good, let's pull the curtain back on all this. Let's turn the lights on all this. You know, there've been so much abuse and mistreatment of people. It's about time to just kind of wake up. Enjoy each other. Enjoy. At the end of the day, we're all here to do two things. Have fun. Three things. Have fun, make money, and win. That's all we're trying to do. Anything else is wasted energy, man. So be nice to each other. Enjoy each other's company. And let's have a scotch and relax. What do you think?
I don't have time for a scotch.
Maybe that's the problem.
Do I put it in the fridge?
No. Everybody knows scotch doesn't go in the fridge.
No, your kids know
My
scotch
kids know
don't
that.
Go in the fridge.
My kids know that. Hey, let's take a break. When we come back, tell you what's trending. It's the Sports Bosses on SB Nation Radio.